Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Radio neighboring Tommy J, we've got a couple of new guys in the studio here, Bruce and Craig from The Breakaways. We're going to try to get them dialed in here with some of their surf music. I'm going to say hi to Craig.
Hello, Tommy J. I am here.
Surf music is in the house. We met at the guitar shop in North Laguna. You were strumming some surf tunes, and I had just had my ukulele fixed by Ben Wagner. And we just kind of, I busted in with y'all while you were playing. That was our meeting.
Exactly right. I think I was playing Hawaii Five-O, and you came along and said, wait a minute, I know that. And I think you asked me, do you know Pipeline? And of course, any surf guitarist is essential. So went from there. I think we played Endless Summer and a few other things, and which I hope to recreate today.
Oh, and then we've got Bruce over here.
Hello.
And you were just telling me that you worked on Disney commercials.
Yeah, that was my job. Theme parks. I was right at Disneyland for a long, long, long time.
And you worked with Steve Wood. How did that
work? I did. Well, I knew of him. And, of course, he's legendary with Honk and everything. I knew he had a studio down here in Laguna. So I called him up, and we did a demo, and then went down to a studio and got it all done, you know. And he was wonderful. Had some musicians in and did the mix, and it was great. It was fantastic.
And that's a local favorite. Steve Wood was working with Honk.
Correct.
Five Summer Stories was the surf movie that he did the soundtrack for, and then he ended up doing all the music for IMAX movies.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And so we're got your album, The Breakaways, is the name of your surf band. Is that right?
That is correct.
So, Craig, what track would you like to start with? Do you have a number or just do number one and go from there?
Tommy J, I think you can drop the needle practically anywhere and be a success with either of those CDs.
For those of you that don't know what drop a needle means, that's when you put a needle from the phonograph onto the grooves of a plastic record. Unless you're into the high-end stuff, you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah.
Tommy knew. He didn't hesitate.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. So we're aging ourselves with that. And that this is music from back in the 60s. Surf music, it was generated around Hermosa Beach, Manhattan.
Orange County.
And Orange County. The folks that did this music created a whole genre of its own. It's Americana. It's music that is its own right. And it was kids in their garages playing music for kids. That was the whole deal on this. So I don't know what song this is, but we're going to play it.
Thank you.
KX93.5. We've got the team of the Breakaways right here in the room right now. They're playing surf music, and that was off their album, The Breakaways. What song was that?
That was North Shore Rumble. That was actually, fooled me, that was live, us live at the Surf Museum in Huntington Beach.
Oh, that a great place to play. And yeah. Bruce, your last name is?
McCoy.
And you go by, what's your handle?
Bruce the Moose.
Bruce the Moose. And along with him is Craig Skelly. Craig Skelly sounds like, you know, a Craig Skelly. It's like a Scottish place to trip over or something would be.
Or have a pint in.
Yeah, that's right. The Craig Skelly. And your nickname, your handle would be.
You know, I haven't made one up. Tommy, what do you think? Craigie the, I don't know. Let's, maybe by the end of today, we'll figure one out.
Yeah, Craigie the Skelly.
Yeah, my cousins used to call me Bruce McMoose just to make fun of me.
Oh, how cool is that? Now, these are veteran surf guitar players, and they're going to crank into one right here in the house. What would you like to play live for us?
So we're going to take you to Newport Beach and the Rendezvous Ballroom, for those of you who remember that. And Dick Dale was the house band there, he was generally considered the king of the surf guitar. And so you know, he's not really known for his songwriting abilities, but he wrote one called Shake and Stomp, and Bruce and I'd like to do that for you.
Okay. Now. They're going to adjust their mics on to here. This is Radio Neighboring Live Unplugged Surf Music on KX93.5.
Here we go.
So live surf music played acoustically. The other group that I'd heard do that was the Duotones, and you know the folks from that, right?
Paul
Johnson, Gil Orr.
Actually, Paul Johnson, he wrote Mr. Moto.
That's a classic surf tune.
It's one of the big ones, and he saw the original group, the Nocturnes, back then we were in, and really dug us because we had a lot of originals. And then he took us into his studio and recorded us. We recorded an album there.
So you got to record with original groups back in the day. What was the name of your band back then?
It was the Nocturnes.
The Nocturnes.
And we still are together, although there was a big gap. Two of the original members are still there, myself and the bass player. And then we were lucky enough to get Craig. And we play once or twice a month. We play every third Saturday at a place called Main Street Restaurant in Yorba Linda.
Wow, that's so cool.
And we do a lot of Beach Boys singing, a lot of surf instrumentals and anything.
I have nocturnes recorded from Greg Carlson's collection, and Greg Carlson is a fabulous lead surf guitarist and knows y'all too.
Okay.
And so I have that in my quiver, actually, that I play when I do surf tunes.
That was probably the original stuff we did back then.
Yeah.
I was the drummer then. Oh, I still am the drummer in the Nocturne, sorry.
Well, that's so cool. Now, you guys are unplugged, playing, looks like Martin guitars.
Yep.
Yes.
What are you going to play next? What would be a
cool little sound? About Paul Johnson. You want to do Mr. Moto?
Yeah, we could do a tribute to Paul. And it's ironic that you were talking about the Laguna Guitar Shop. That's where I bought this guitar.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, they set it up for you.
A couple of months ago, I needed a smaller parlor guitar and been looking for one for few years.
Now, when you play electric, you said you played a 50s model.
That song we heard at the beginning, I was playing a 1959 Fender Jazzmaster.
A Jazzmaster.
They came out in 58, and they're still making them.
Wow.
You know, but that's when they came out, and it was just, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous guitar. Craig's got unbelievable, beautiful old guitars. So, and we play everything originally through old amps and guitars, so the sound is exactly perfect.
Well, let's do a little Mr. Moto.
Okay.
Kicks, 93.5, surf music. Mr. Moto ringing out their live Pearl Street studio jam. Craig and Bruce from the Breakaways hitting some unplugged surf music, which is just, you're picking such a great blend together, the way you kind of alternate between a little rhythm and lead notes.
Yeah, and we play a lot together and two different models of guitar, and they blend, because they're Martins, they blend great.
They're bass that comes through and percussion is subtle. It almost sounds like you've got a drum set in the back. You know, it's really interesting how that rhythm feeds through us. And I'm just going to try to keep music going. Is there any other contact information you would like to have?
Yeah, you can come to thebreakaways.com and contact us that way on Facebook at Breakaways Band, Breakaways Surf Band. So,
do you guys do private parties and that?
Oh,
yeah, of course. Yeah. If it's fun, we're in.
Fun is what it's all about. I mean, surf music was designed by young kids and teenagers to listen to while watching surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping out on a wave, getting in trim, hanging 10, getting barreled is all happening in the music as it's playing.
It's the way surfers tried to make it feel like what they were when they were surfing in the music. You know, you can hear that from the stuff like that.
Yeah.
And of course, Dick Dale was the king of the surf guitar and still is.
You want to do another? Do you guys do Misery Lou?
Sure, of course.
Well, throw that down. That's going to be a fun one. We're live in studio. Right. Kix 93.5. The Breakaways doing acoustic surf music. This is Misery Lou. Misery Lou, I'll just let that ring out a little bit. This is the Breakaways, acoustic surf music, playing some king of the surf guitar, old Dick Dale.
Yeah, man.
He made that one up, and it went big on that one movie, the Shoot 'Em Up movie.
So, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah, was the soundtrack on that. Everybody thought it was brand new.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
That's the cool thing when you hear something that you've never heard before. It's new to you, you know?
Right.
And usually something that lasts that long and is so good had to be good to begin with, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And sure, apparently that was a Greek folk song.
Right.
That
yes.
had been adapted to be surf music.
You can hear that kind of, you know, ethnic thing in there, you know.
Now, like, Dick Dale, this is just true, that he played his guitar left-handed, but he plays it so hard that he twangs strings. And I heard there was an Ernie Ball, the string maker, came by and he said, if you can break my extra strong strings, I'll make custom strings for you. And he got out there and went, thwang, and broke it.
And
Ernie Ball made these special heavy gauge strings for Dick Dale.
The normal, like, bottom, this guitar is, that's a 42
okay
bottom, which is medium. Dick uses what, 65?
65.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Double.
And then this is that's a 10 or 12, sorry. And he uses what?
16.
16. So, and plus he plays upside down and leaves the strings that way. So his bottom string is on the top. No, wait a minute.
So it goes the length of the headstock. Normally, the low E string would end right at the first notch of a Fender or Stratocaster.
Yeah.
But because he turns it over, the low E goes all the way to the end, so it goes to the end of the headstock.
Yeah.
So the string itself is probably another 5 inches long. So he says that adds to his sound.
And like Jimi Hendrix, the Stratocaster pickups, one of them's angled at the bridge, and so when you turn your guitar over, it's a different
whole
sound.
Yeah. And Jimi Hendrix played it left-handed upside down guitar.
He played it left-handed, but he reversed the strings so they were like a right-handed guitar.
Oh, it was. I thought he had the bass on the bottom. Okay, but maybe not.
Yeah. Dick Dale has the bass
on
the bottom.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, more music here from the surf world. And we've got a podcast, a remote coming from our own Taco Bell here in town. It's its 50th anniversary. And so we're going to keep playing music. And then occasionally you might hear some people bust in with a little remote from downtown down there at the 50th anniversary of Taco Bell. KX935.com is where you can call in to be a member, to contribute to public radio, so you can hear this kind of music you're not going to hear anywhere else. Also at KX935.com, I will podcast the Breakaways and Grace Freeman's music from earlier so that you can hear it at your leisure and send your friends to go hear it too.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah, great young lady.
Oh, yeah. She's
got a big, big career, I think, in front of her. She can sing.
It's only 100 songs,
right,
at age 19.
I know. And she's absolutely stunning. So
yeah,
you know, what are you
going to go a long ways? Surf music. Where would you like to go next?
You want to slow it up or you want to speed it
up?
Well,
let's do one that Craig wrote that's really gorgeous.
Original.
Okay. Another original.
Okay, this one's called Island of the Sea.
KX93.5. Let's say that one more time.
He sounds like Paul McCartney.
I hope we pass the audition, George.
That's our resident Brett, Jason Fetty, and Monica Silva down at our Taco Bell for the 50th anniversary. So we're going to play a couple of their items coming through. Somehow, when I played it the first time, two tracks played at the same time. So it was quite a jumble.
I thought, man, they're having a party.
While you grab your ukulele, we're going to have Tommy J join us. Craig Skelly here. We're going to have Tommy J join us on ukulele. But before you do that, I want to give a shout-out to a Lagunatic friend of mine, Dania Blanca.
Is he listening?
Dania Blanca.
Dania is a lady?
No, Dan.
Dan, okay.
Dania Blanca. So he is a Lagunatic and a purveyor of extraordinary stringed instruments of all types, Wiesenborns, you know, everything. And I bought this 71 Martin D20. No, this is a D18. So I bought the 71 D18 off Dan, and just want to say hi to my buddy Dan. So, a local lunatic.
Well, we're going to these boys have allowed the ukulele to sit in with them, so I'm going to turn mine down just a little bit because it's not too loud. And then we're going to do Pipeline.
Pipeline.
KX935.
Chante's classic. All right, here we go.
Nice, fellas. Thanks for letting me sit in on that.
Tommy J on uke. Yeah.
Ukulele makes it for real.
Let's do a Sleepwalk. You guys did a nice rendition of that, and that was not a surf tune. It was kind of just part of the music of the day, but the surfers adopted it right away. Santo and Johnny playing it on a slide instrument. I don't know if it's a pedal steel or a lap steel.
It's just a lap steel, I think.
You boys are going to play it acoustically on your guitars.
We are indeed, yes.
We got Sleepwalk on KX93.5.
sound. Yeah.
There you go. You guys
very
are
nice.
Ringing the islands.
Sounding great. Thanks for joining us. This is a great time.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me sit in on that. And now we can bus to a CD if you would rather, or we can go out kind of. We've got lots of time. We're only at about 10 after 11. So,
what time do we go to?
Till 10 of noon.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll record the two-hour program at that time. And so then, you know, whatever won't be captured during that 10 minutes.
Well, right, tell you what, for those of you in the audience, the vast listening audience.
This, you're listening to Bruce of the Breakaway.
That's right. That were curious of what was going on at that time. I mean, everybody, you're right, started in garages.
What year
and stuff.
Is this?
We're talking 61, 62, 63.
Early
60s. Early.
Yeah. When all Pre-Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the Beatles is what killed surf music, you know, because everybody had to start singing and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was after the Beatles, surf music was, eh. But anyway, there were several places in Orange County you could play. There was the Rendezvous Ballroom in Newport Beach that Dick Dale made very famous, and that was a place where the big bands of the 40s would play,
right,
the 50s.
And they'd pack them in.
Yeah. And it's where the Surfer Stomp was invented.
The Surf Stomp.
Because the Rendezvous had wood floors, and they were a little springy, and you could kind of stomp on them and get a little reaction.
And people would walk the nose and hang chin and
cutbacks
in the song, you know, longboard-style drop knee turns,
right,
that kind of thing.
The dancing was like riding a surfboard. It was a lot of, you know, bending over, put your hands behind your back like you're going down a wave.
Quasimodo.
And Quasimodo, exactly what it was. And then there was the Harmony Park Ballroom in Anaheim on Lincoln or Broadway, I can't remember. But that was a big, big venue, and Dick played there also. And then there was a place that in Buena Park called Retail Clerks Auditorium. And they would have dances there every Friday and Saturday night. And that's where Eddie and the Showmen were the house band.
Oh, my gosh.
And tragically, Eddie Bertrand just passed away, what, 2 years
ago?
Yeah,
a couple years ago, yeah.
And he had his band. They were great. Dickie Dodd of the Mouseketeers was his drummer.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How funny.
And when we did the Nocturnes, got back together for a thing called the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah, Rendezvous Ballroom Reunion
in 2000.
1999? Wow. 2000. There was two years you guys
right.
did that.
And it was great. Dick Dale was there. All the old surf bands.
Challengers.
The guys.
Chantes.
The surf.
Chantes.
Yeah.
And who did Surf Rider?
So that was the Lively one.
The Lively
one. Masoner
ones.
Was there.
The Sandell show up?
No. Funny enough, they did a different concert. They did an Endless Summer reunion concert a year earlier, and that's where the Sandals were, right? They did that.
Do you want to do a Sandell song?
Endless Summer.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Everybody yeah, knows that one.
I'll try to strum with you guys on that because that's a great song. And then I'm going to step back and let you guys pick your own to
Perfect.
Do the music that you like. We're on KX 93.5 Radio Neighboring. It's Surf Music Morning. Ida May is out to and about in Wimberley, Texas. We're looking forward to having her come back again soon. She's missing out on a good, fun session today. But we have the Endless Summer, a song from this movie, The Endless Summer by Bruce Brown. Just imagine out there on those waves. Mm-hmm. Surf is coming in. It looks like corduroy, the way the lineup is coming. And the Aussie saying, you should have been here yesterday. Thank you. Should have been here yesterday.
That's what they always
do. So the Sandells was one of those garage bands. Bruce Brown walked by and went, whoa, can you guys do my movie? And they jumped in on it. It was like
absolutely.
Those...
And Gaston Jor, Walter and Gaston Joris, who were in the Sandals, and they're winemakers, and they are restaurateurs in Carmel.
Now so that's what they do.
That's
in the
correct.
Real
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So every time we go up there, I was up there last summer, and we're going up again in the spring here. We go to his restaurants and visit with them and talk story. And,
do they let you sit in and do some of this?
They're not playing. So we just chat, have
but
a glass of wine.
They should have y'all play.
I know. It would be fun.
Yeah. Sitting in a winery. And
I'd
get
do
the
it
right
for wine.
Exactly.
Well, that's where they're in their studio. They turn the winery into the studio, so they record there and stuff like that. So it's really a lot of fun.
We should mention that in addition to, like, Mr. Moto and Pipeline, one of the biggest songs of the surf era was Wipeout by, who was it?
So that's going to be Jim Fuller, who recently passed away from the
Safaris. Right.
And in fact, just a shameless plug, we're going to do a show next Friday at Dawn the Beachcombers. The mm-hmm. Nocturnes are doing
Seal
that.
Beach.
To benefit him. His family is a little on sort of harder times, and so we're going to raise a little money to help defray some of the expenses.
Okay, radio neighboring audience, you heard that out there in Laguna.
That's right.
Dawn the Beachcombers. When is this going to be?
It'll be next Friday, the 14th, at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m., all right. Surf music and fundraiser.
Yeah, so the Shantays will be there, and so Paul Johnson will be there. So it's going to be a fun thing.
A lot of the big stars from surf music will be there, and they're going to have a big pro jam. And the Nocturnes, like Craig said, will be there. And we're going to raise money, you know,
for Jim Fuller,
his family.
So we're going to try this.
We're going to do a little Wipeout?
Yeah, let's try Wipeout. We don't have a drum kit, but we're gonna have some fun and see if we can pull
this off.
Okay,
I'll chunk the ukulele a little bit, too.
Here we go.
So this is like sitting on the patio or out on the beach, you know, just between waves. We could catch some waves and sit down and strum some and just jam like that.
Surf music works
absolutely
acoustically, too, because it's so in touch with nature and stuff. You
and,
know?
And, you know, when the Indians used to build a blanket, they used to put a mistake in it, you know, to keep the evil spirits out. Well, there were no evil spirits in this song.
You know, well, you know, they actually say it's not really surf music unless there are mistakes in it.
That's right. Everything's a nuance, and it's never played the same again twice in a row.
Yeah.
Well, so cool. You're listening to The Breakaways. We've got Bruce and Craig here in studio playing live surf music for your entertainment. Go to kx935.com for the podcast and to join up, be a member, become a sponsor. The radio station can use your help.
And this is really fun and really cool. And you're a great host.
Thank you, Tommy J. This is a blast. So, Bruce, speaking of the Surfer Stomp, we talked about that earlier. And Bruce wrote a song called Storm Surf that I think we should play next. And this is a very cool song. Bruce has written some just delightful surf tunes.
Bruce the Moose. Here we go. Storm Surf. This is it. Kix 93.5 Radio Neighboring for your listening pleasure.
All right. Ready?
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Storm Surf.
Storm Surf. Bruce McCoy on that one. Thank you, Bruce. That's a great song.
You know, I remember those days like at Huntington Cliffs when I was in high school, and we would go out and storm surf. And the biggest thing was just to get outside, not get bombed back into the beach again, right? The only photo I have of me surfing that is on the top of a 10-foot face wave at the very top with the breeze just getting over it. And three waves bigger behind it, ready to close out on me. So that Storm Surf original music, I heard a little Sultans of Swing style lick in there.
Exactly. I kind of wanted to spice it up with that because I love
Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He also has an album, if you can find it, him and Chet Atkins before he passed
away. Neck to Neck, I think that's called.
Oh, God, is it good.
Oh, I mean, love this
Mark Knopfler is a way better guitar player than you realize.
Yeah.
I mean, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, recognize that, and you're listening to the Breakaways live Pearl Street studio jamming in studio. We're loving it so much. Are your fingers, like, beat up, or do you want to go again?
Oh, no, this is great.
All right.
You know, another band that they had a hit first before surf music. It was a remake of an old song called Walk Don't Run.
Oh.
And the Ventures, since they were all instrumental, all the surf bands played Venture songs because they were the only songs, really, that was out. Maybe one by...
well, I'm thinking the Champs. Tequila was out there.
And then...
Oh, Dwayne Eddy.
Eddy.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Ventures finally...
And cowboy music, right?
Yeah.
That was all become surf music.
But the Ventures had all these great instrumentals, and we called them surf songs. Yeah. And pretty soon they were doing all the surf music. You want to do a Ventures
song? Let's do a Ventures song. In fact, Walk Don't Run's a great call.
It was their first hit. Was it 59?
59? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do the Ventures' Walk Don't Run for you.
KX 93.5 Radio Neighboring.
All right.
Oh, that was good without a whammy bar.
Yeah, that's it.
Hit that little twister you just did at the end there. Stroke that again. Wow, wow. That sounds so good. You're listening to The Breakaways, KX93.5, Radio Neighboring. We're having a fun party right here, just jamming in studio.
We are. We miss our other two friends in the band, our drummer Gus and our bass player Alan, who we wanted to just do a little format with you today. So we're sort of The Breakaways light, but we want to shout out to our two pals that we miss you guys and can't wait to have you back.
Do you guys have saxophone and all that kind of?
No.
So not in The Breakaways. That's more Nocturnes kind of thing.
Which you'll see next Friday night at Don the Beachcombers.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I really love the Eliminators.
Oh yeah,
and they've got the sax that plays this real sexy hot sax.
Absolutely,
that, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, okay. So I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. Smokin' Joe is one of the first surf guitarists I saw after I bought
Joe
a surf
Kurkowski.
Guitar.
Yeah, oh,
and
he's really
I saw him at the Coach House, and I was just blown away by the Eliminators. What an incredible band! They opened for Dick Dale.
Yes,
and then later on, they had one of the Sandals come and play the clavietta part on Endless Summer. So that was really a real treat.
Well, yeah. I just remembered the actual surf band Breakaways is going to be playing a couple of gigs in Huntington Beach.
So July 9th, Sunday for Surf and Sundays. That's right, Bruce.
It's down by the pier.
We're going to be on the pier right next door at Pier Plaza on July 9th around 3 o'clock.
So. And they bring out a big stage and a whole bunch of a lot of young guys, you know, because surf is everlasting. It started a revival in the 80s, and now it's as big as it ever was. I mean, bigger.
Yeah. Matt Quilter has a surf guitar camp of all places up at Angel Camp in the High Sierra to do surf music. He does it every summer. So everybody wants to pick up on that. Look at Matt Quilter's surf camp, I think they call it.
He's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
And his brother, you know, Quilter Amps, famous PA.
Yeah, Pat Quilter.
And then he just stopped doing that to make Quilter guitar amps and bass amps. And it took him, I don't know, 20-some-odd years, but he figured out how to get the sound of a overdriven tube in regular transistorized electronics.
Yeah, solid state.
Solid state. So those amps are incredible if you want a small, really efficient amp. But
super
lightweight,
can sound like a big tube amp.
I play my ukulele Quilter 8, little Mach 1, and it is so good.
When we play through, to play surf music for real, you have to have a big Fender tube amp, like a dual Showman.
The big reverb.
Showman, we have the reverb tanks, that's essential. That was the sound, that drippy, watery sound that you hear on Pipeline and Miserloo and stuff. And then you play the old guitars that were at the time, Stratocaster was big, but so was the Jaguar, Fender Jaguar, and the Fender Jazzmaster. That was the surf guitars. So anyway, they're still making them, and it's phenomenal. So you can, you know, get a reverb tank, they still make them. You can get a tube Fender amp, a new Jazzmaster or whatever, and you'll get the exact sound that you had back then.
Now, are there others besides you guys in the Duotones doing an unplugged surf guitar?
I haven't heard it anywhere. I don't know, Bruce. It is tough to do
because when we're playing these songs band, we have all that reverb and amplifier behind us. So there's a lot of sustain. This is totally naked.
Yes. And we're just playing it because there's no reverb. There's no extra effects.
Bruce is naked. I'm glad we're on the radio because he's not wearing any clothes.
He looks great. The dance that you're doing, that routine that you do with the shuffle with the guitar bowing and stuff, it looks really great on radio.
Well, thank you. I have a face for radio.
All right. So so a lot of people confuse what we do with, say, the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean. And really, Bruce, you can help me with this, more vocal pop. We always considered that sort of beach pop music and different from surf music, which was just straight Dick Dale, the Shantays, the Safaris, and bands like that. But turns out on the Beach Boys' first album, they played songs like Miserloo and other, I think they did Wild Weekend. They did these type of instrumental type songs. One of them is sort of we picked up and we like to do. So you want to flip over and do a Beach Boys song?
Oh, right.
Right?
And, of course, the Beach Boys were huge. but they were singers, and surf bands really didn't sing. You know, Dick Dale would do Mr. Peppermint Man, and Safaris had, what was that? Surfer Joe.
Yeah, right. Go,
that was about it. Go. But the Beach Boys were huge, and when they played Fender Jaguars and Jazzmasters through big dual Showman Fender amps with reverb tanks, so they were the real thing.
Yeah.
And then added their vocals on top, so they were, you know.
So this is an instrumental version?
So we're going to do a vocal for you. We're going to warm up our voices. Me, 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 me.
Okay, and then if you point that at your neck, it should pick up the guitar well.
I think we'll be fine.
And
we'll
your and your voice is, because you want it closer to your voice if you're going to do voice too.
Okay. So our first vocal.
KX 93.5, The Breakaways. So stoked. I love the harmonies that you guys put into that. It's just like vocalist from way back. And for the non-surf crowd at KX935, being stoked is the power of being exhilarated by the thing that you're doing, whether it's guitar playing. But it came from the surfing experience of being lifted by a wave, dropping in with the wind in your face, sliding across the wave, and you may have been surfing for 2 hours and your arms are going to fall off because they're spaghetti by now. But by that ride that you just got, you kick out, point it back out to sea, and you're paddling like crazy to go catch another one. That's stoked.
Yeah. Yes, you can say it now. You know, people won't know what you're talking about, but oh, man, I'm stoked.
Yeah, and it was the old train engine stoking the fire of the train with coal and steam locomotives and that kind of thing. So it's being stoked is such a great term.
Yeah. There was a band that I forget where they came from, but they had a song called Penetration.
So that's the pyramids.
The pyramids, yeah. Right.
Are you guys going to do that?
From Long Beach, California? Not? We could do. You want us to do?
Sure. Oh, yeah, Penetration.
Okay. Yeah, that's isn't that a great song?
That's a great name, and a lot of times people talk about when you're surfing, to be able to get into the barrel of the wave and to surf along under the tube of water is called penetration. The Breakaways, KX93.5.
Thank you.
Penetration. We've got wonderful Craig and Bruce from the Breakaways playing traditional surf music, but untraditionally. On
correct.
Acoustic guitars, unplugged. The rhythm and sound, the picks are so fine. I love it. I love everything you're doing here. It's
thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Tommy,
I'm stoked.
It's a pleasure being here.
It's a pleasure. Big fun because we usually don't play the surf songs acoustically, so it's a big brand new thing for us, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to record this, and then I think I can pull out just the song tracks, and I'll send you MP3s
sure.
of that part of it. And with all of its goods and bads within it, you'll get mm-hmm. to hear it, you know, solitarily. I'll do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Great. So, Tommy, as a surfer, let me ask you, before you brush your teeth in the morning, you get up, and what's the first thing you pray for?
Pray for surf.
Bruce wrote a song called Pray for Surf, very venture-esque, and we'd like to do it now. If we have some time. We still have a little time left?
Right. We're only at 11:40, so we're perfect. A good 10 minutes to,
oh,
or 15.
Right. I want you guys
to
all
keep jamming.
To, yeah.
You sure. guys are awesome.
Yeah.
There's smoke coming off your fingers right now.
That's right. Keep rubbing them. Yeah. So we've had to rearrange a lot of these songs for acoustic guitar because, you know, we don't have our Fender Stratocasters, as you mentioned earlier, with their whammy bars and
right.
slinky strings.
And we
finishes.
Can't go very very far up the neck because the body's in the way.
That's right.
And, you know, all the Stratocasters and all the guitars are big cutouts in them.
Right.
So
you've only got to be able to reach
frets.
Clearly
yeah, 12
14 frets.
To 14.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you're running out of room.
Then it's impossible to play.
But we love the sound of these guitars, and it's a real pleasure to break them out and do this for you. We've had acoustics for decades, and it's just great.
Yeah, so, shout out to the guitar shop in Laguna.
Laguna, which is where we met.
That's right. Have you ever been to the Bamboo Room, San Onofre, where the boys sit down between old man's dog patch? And there's guys since the 40s have been going down there. They're the gypsy jazz style where every
ooh,
note
oh, wow.
is a different chord.
Yeah. Wow,
there's
yeah,
ukulele
yeah.
players. Pat Quilter brings his slide. Hula dancers pop out. And then these old-timers grab a board, drag it down to the water because they can't lift it. Paddle out, catch a wave, come back in, towel off, and start playing again.
Oh, so man.
Every noon on Wednesday, noon to 4, on Wednesdays, the Bamboo Room, San Onofre.
That's
it's a pickup.
Good.
Just
gotta,
jump in.
Gotta go
very
down
good.
There
you
now.
Hot there. That. That's it.
And you got the axes Wednesdays. For it.
Cool.
So I should just go ahead and retire now, and then I can make that.
That's right.
All right, we're going to do one called Pray for Surf. This is another Bruce McCoy original and a lovely venture-esque inspired tune.
KX 93.5.
ever serve?
Jason Fetty out at the Taco Bell 50th anniversary. Jump on down there and have some fun.
I remember when that Taco Bell, they put it there. There was a half a block away was a place that everybody went to called Mystic Arts World.
Ooh.
And that's where you would get like beads to make a necklace and stuff like that. I mean, it was a real
hippy-dippy spot.
Hippy-dippy, trippy thing. And then it was, in the later 60s, it was a real psychedelic kind of place, you know. And
Bruce has been around. He's played in surf bands. He's played with the Mickey Mouse crew. I mean, you did some gigs with Disney. So you got a quick story on that?
Well, like I said, I worked with
Steve Woods.
Steve Woods, sorry. Yeah. Let's see, one memorable. I got to work with the everybody that played on the Lion King soundtrack.
Wow.
Because we had the Lion King parade.
Okay.
So I got to work with the guy that was, hey, Manette! You know, that thing. And one of the group singers was Sly Stone's sister.
Oh,
remember
fun.
Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah, Sly and the Family Stone.
And another time we did, I think it was Fantasmic or Indiana Jones Adventure, we went to the really famous, super famous Capitol Records and had a 110-piece orchestra in Studio A and B.
Wow.
And that was where all the Beach Boys songs were done.
Frank Sinatra.
Everybody. It's world renowned. And that was just a thrill.
And here you are at Pearl Street Studios playing music for the Laguna Beach radio audience.
I finally made it.
Worldwide streaming on KX935.com or on the app at KX935 for your mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And I plug it into my car if I go up surfing up north or something, then I can listen to the shows down here.
And your guys' tune list is great.
Oh, it's fun. And we've got another song coming up for y'all. We probably could do maybe two more, depending on how it's going. I've got to put another taco stop in there. But go ahead. What would you like to play
next? Sure. So we mentioned Jim Masoner early on. He made famous a song, oddly enough, that was written by the Ventures. The Ventures usually copied other people's songs and covered, as we'd say, other people's songs. But they wrote this song called Sputnik. Then they turned it into, when the surf craze hit, they turned it into Surf Rider. But their hit wasn't, they didn't get the hit out of it. It was really done by the Lively Ones and Jim Masoner. And so we'd like to do his version of Surf Rider.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Lively Ones. And Jim Masoner would get on top of his big dual showman, and he'd jump off while he was playing. And their drummer, he had the most unique...
Fitzpatrick. That was Tim Fitzpatrick.
Tim Fitzpatrick, who I became friends with back then, and we saw each other again at the reunion. He played such a unique style because he was a left-handed drummer on a right-handed kit.
Okay.
So he would take his left hand, the way drummers hold the stick, and reach over and play his ride cymbal. And he had the biggest ride cymbal I've ever seen in my life, like a 24-inch. One cymbal, and then play his snare drum with his right. And that was his sound, and it was amazing. And so he's one of those legendary surf drummers, you know.
All right, here we go with the Breakaways acoustic music on KIX 93.5. This is Radio Neighboring. Speaking of back in the day, let's hear some more music from The Breakaways. The Breakaways, live in studio concert. We're going to have those guys just keep on strumming. We've got some more time on our hands. And have this at kx935.com on a podcast later. Be sure to get your membership. It's really nice. You can get a little money off each month off your check. And then it'll get you all kinds of swag and then discounts for shows. You know that here in town, they brought the Beach Boys.
Wow.
They had Kenny Loggins doing a live performance. They actually rebooted the Irvine Amphitheater, which is where the Pageant of the Masters is, and did several concerts. It's a little radio station. It's just about 4 years old with the big timers coming in. And so keep us alive. Try to send some money in. Get a sponsor if you got a business. Like O'Brien Law Group is the group that sponsors our show here at Radio Neighboring. And thanks to Ida May for her husband's contributions on that. The Breakaways, what are you going to play next?
All right.
We could do Baja.
You want to do Baja?
Yeah. Just remind everybody, when you're driving through Laguna Beach, you know, watch the buildings, and you'll see the sign for the radio station around Pearl Street. And if like you're driving, oh, yeah, and then you can put it on.
Yeah, come on upstairs. It's right above the wine gallery in Laguna, across from Spigot Liquor. So, yeah, it's a good, fun place. It's public radio, so stop by, and if people are busy, they'll shoo you away. But most of the time, they're pretty friendly and invite you in. All right, The Breakaways.
All right.
95 Radio Neighboring. Thank you. Live, acoustic surf guitar with the Breakaways. Thank you so much, Craig and Bruce. You guys rock the house. Mahalo, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy J. It's been a pleasure.
Tommy J, you rock, baby.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys playing again.
You got a deal.